Former prison inmates face lots of hurdles once they're released. Many have a hard time finding jobs. That means no money for a car or rent. Often, they end up back in prison. The Dannon Project aims to break that cycle of recidivism, and a new federal grant will allow the program to help more former inmates get on their feet. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
40-year-old Michael Bryant has served time in prison twice. He didn't want to be locked up a third time, so months after he was released, Bryant finished the Dannon Project's adult reentry program. It helps nonviolent offenders successfully return to the community.
Good job. Come give me some love.
Right.
Yeah,
mine.
Yeah, my brother.
Bryant is proud of himself, and every now and then he goes by to let people in the program know he's doing okay.
I feel like a little small celebrity when I come through, and then they be like, "Man, you doing good, man? I've been out 8 months. I got my car, I'm driving, I'm working, got my own little spot, and they helped me do that."
The Dannon Project helps formerly incarcerated individuals like Bryant avoid future involvement with the justice system. Recently, the nonprofit received a $6 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor to expand its adult reentry program. It'll also launch a new reentry program for young adults in October. Bryant wasn't part of the reentry program the first time he went to prison, but the Dannon Project helped him get a state ID when he was released. Years later, Bryant says he was at the wrong place at the wrong time and went back to prison. This time, toward the end of his 5-year sentence, he reached out to the Dannon Project to plan for his release, something he says prison coordinators didn't do while he was locked up.
When you get ready to get out, they don't really care about you. They give you a bus ticket and about $10 to eat with, and that's it. And I was on my own after that.
He slept on the streets that first night out of prison, and that's not uncommon. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Teresa Pulliam says a support system can reduce recidivism, but helping former inmates find a job, she says, is key.
It gives the person the ability to take care of their family, of course, take care of themselves, and hopefully they will be able to turn away from their old habits.
The Dannon Project helps former inmates get on their feet in other ways, too. Katie Clampett is the adult program coordinator. There are about 200 participants, and she says they all have different needs. At first, they go through a sort of triage.
We look at life stabilization, financial literacy, budgeting, housing, substance abuse, mental health, health care, all of those things.
Once that's done, then the job hunt begins. Clampett says the program's participants fill out surveys to pinpoint their career interest. And most times, the program can help with career certifications.
So that could mean they go into welding or HVAC or landscaping. And then our job placement team works with them to place them in long-term stable employment.
Bryant, the former felon, says without the Dannon Project's help, he knows exactly where he'd be.
I'd probably be locked up or 6 feet deep or out here in these streets. And I'm not going to be in the streets, so I'd probably be locked up or 6 feet deep, to be honest.
Now, Bryant works in the kitchen at a local burger and beer joint. He's happy, and he says everything is falling into place. Janae Pierre, WBHM.